We're discussing how can we apply the foundations we've built of Emunah and Hashgacha to a situation where someone has hurt us, insulted us, maliciously perhaps, intentionally, not even by mistake. And this is vastly more difficult than attributing a difficult situation we find ourselves in to Hashem. There, we recognize Hashem made the car break down, he caused the traffic, or whatever it is that's not working. With work, we can learn to put Hashem into the picture and temper our frustration and anger with Emunah. But when someone chooses to hurt us, it's very difficult to view this as the hand of Hashem. After all, this person made the choice to hurt me. How can I get past that? He's malicious. How do we apply Emunah to be able to control our anger and frustration and see the truth? The Zohar says that when we get angry at a person who has wronged us, it's like a dog which has the nature to bite the stick when you hit it with a stick. Meaning, it's a lack of perception. The stick's not the problem. The one holding the stick is doing the hitting. So if a person has hurt you, he's merely a pawn in the hands of Hashem, who has chosen to inflict this pain upon you for whatever reason. There's always only one address where everything originates, and true Emunah won't differentiate between a person hurting us or a tree, or who knows what, falling on us. We see an amazing, amazing demonstration of this in Tanakh. David HaMelech and Shmuel Beis, he's perhaps at the lowest point in his life. He has to run for his life out of his palace with his wives and children, with a few of his staunchest supporters and guards, because he's being pursued by his own son, Avishalom. The ultimate betrayal. Avishalom has successfully mounted a rebellion and has turned the hearts of the majority of Klal Yisrael against David HaMelech, and in addition has the support of the wisest people in Eretz Yisrael. They were leaving Yerushalayim at night, like fugitives, and were sobbing. It says, Halachu Bachai, they were all crying about the situation they were in. Very, very low, terrible situation. Just then, one of the most important and respected people in Tyre, Shimi ben Gera, who was a Rosh Sanhedrin, one of the leaders of Sanhedrin, and whom would become Shlomo HaMelech's mentor and Rebbe in Tyre, just to give you an idea of how great he was. He approaches David HaMelech. He doesn't talk to him. He doesn't address him. Rather, he stands on a ridge above David and begins to throw rocks and dirt at him. This is the ultimate humiliation at the king of Klal Yisrael. And not only does he do these acts to humiliate David, he begins to curse David and to castigate him in the sharpest tones. He accuses David of killing Shaul and his descendants, which was something that was done by one of David's soldiers, and it was done against David's wishes, a whole different story in Tanakh, not for now, which the Torah totally absolves David HaMelech, but he believed David HaMelech was behind it. So he curses and curses. One of David's loyal soldiers says, why should this dead dog curse the anointed of Hashem? Let me go and kill him. And David applies with one of the most amazing sentences in Tanakh. He says, what do you care that he is cursing me? Hashem told him to curse me. Hashem amar loy kalel. Hashem commanded him to curse me. This is the most amazing display of pure Emunah that's possible. Everything was stacked against David. His situation was deplorable. He was hurting from all sides. From the worst possible betrayal, his own son. Shimi was deserving of the death penalty. Halachically deserving of the death penalty for being Moireid B'malchus. He was rebelling against the king. But David stops his soldier from killing him. Why? Because David clearly sees. Hashem is trying to communicate something to me. And this has nothing to do with Shimi. I hold nothing against him. Ultimately, David does request from Shlomo HaMelech that Shimi should receive his punishment, but the reason for that was different and it's beyond the scope of this discussion. So this is the paradigm that we need to look at and see it. It is possible, of course, as David HaMelech, but it is possible to reach a level of Amunah where we can get past the greatest humiliation possible, done publicly, recorded for all of history, and get past it through Amunah.